welcome here to episode 101 of the Shape of a Circle podcast. Appropriate way to kick off a whole new year, 2022.
Yeah, I didn't realize that there were 100 episodes last year. That's cool.
There were.
Well, by the end of 2021.
That's where we got it. And sorry, everybody, for the break. Christmas got the best of both Cammy and I.
Yep.
So if you were just out there dying to hear more episodes over
we're back.
December. Yeah, okay. Here we are. And we are talking about the new year.
Yeah. Yeah. So one thing that you talked on, I don't know, maybe even my first year here, was the idea of one word, hearing one word from God that's going to be kind of the driver for your year. And it has stuck with me every single year. Every year I look for that one word. So it was one thing that I thought, it's just a cool thing for people that haven't been around as long as I have to hear to start their new year off. And it's February now, but that doesn't mean you can't be hearing your one word, right?
Absolutely. And so here's the idea of it, or what's kind of morphed into the life of our church is that it has become normative in our groups and missional community settings, a discipleship rhythm of every year, make sure you've listened to God for at least one word that would guide the year. Mm-hmm. It's a concept that originated with Craig Rochelle, mm-hmm. And his church, but our church has really gravitated to it,
mm-hmm.
unless you got to catch up to speed on what it is.
Right.
And the big idea is it's discernment.
Yeah.
Not just coming up with your goal for the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think oftentimes people, especially people in my MC, you know, we're all young parents. And so they're like, patience is my word, or strength is my word. And yes, that's probably something you need to work on, but it may not be what God wants
you
to work
lying.
On. Right. So I think for me, it's just always something that really drives my prayer life too, then, because then that word comes up more than once and it really drives what I'm reading that year and what I'm praying for and how I'm learning and growing. So,
and appropriate coming off of our last series of episodes on silence and solitude, mm-hmm. it's listening.
Yeah.
The idea of the simplest form of listening is to get into God's presence, get mm-hmm. quiet enough, and hear him say one word for you.
Right.
One word that you could take up to a whole year mm-hmm. in unpacking. You find one scripture to go with it, mm-hmm. one new habit you could form around it. So there's building on it. It's not just, here's the clever note that you put next to your toothbrush.
Yeah.
That being said, why don't we just show them how it all plays out? What was your word for, let's say last year?
Yeah, I haven't quite found my year for this year, or my word for this year, and I don't know how it's going to play out either mm-hmm. this early in the year. My word for last year was provision. And I found myself really diving into Psalm 23. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack, and really diving into what that really means, what daily bread really means, and what providing for me really means. And for me, I deal a lot with anxiety, and so that was actually paired up quite a bit, this idea that you can't live an anxious life if you also know and trust God and what he's going to provide for you. And so God has really, I didn't know where it was going to start, right? That idea of provision, daily bread, I just thought, oh, I'm going to read my Bible every day and that's going to be mm-hmm. what my word is. But as the year went on, it morphed into this this grander idea of everyday strength, everyday mercy, and this swap out of no longer do you need to be anxious, but now you can be grateful, you mm-hmm. know? And so all these different things that have happened throughout my year of learning about provision.
Yeah. And I think that's important for anyone who's listening to hear mm-hmm. is what God gives you in a January. That's the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a whole year to build on this mm-hmm. thing. Just picture a world of 1% changes week after week.
Mm-hmm.
You could be 52% changed by the end of the year at that rate, small steps.
I like, what I really like and what draws me to the one word idea, is the fact that it is not in our own strength, mm-hmm. right? It's not our personal goals. It is intentionally seeking God first mm-hmm. and, discerning what he wants for us before we maybe even know what why we need that, right? Yeah. And the other cool thing about the one word is once God has developed that in you, now you can take it and you can pass it off to someone else. And I think that's really cool too.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, we last time we preached this series as a church was at the beginning of 2020. And how, you know, the world blows up in March and blows up again in May. Mm-hmm. And how many people came back and said, the word that God gave me in January was the word I needed for a pandemic?
Yeah.
2 months before I knew a pandemic was going to happen.
Right.
That's a credit to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. How many of those people had trust as their word that year? You know?
It was all over that written board we put together.
Yeah.
It was.
It's cool.
It was. Yeah. And that's what we encourage you with, is that it's not goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And what God gives you, you don't necessarily know everything that he's going to do with it.
Right.
And here's what else I like about it, is it sets the tone relationally with God.
Yeah.
The idea is, at the end of the day, is not to hear just one word from God for the year. You want to hear more words.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I don't got time to go through it, but my word changed 3 times. I had 3 words in 4-month increments over last year. And it also puts you in a spot of, shoot, I can hear from God about this week instead of the question about this year. God, what do I need to hear from you this week?
Yeah.
And man, we get to practice in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then take it back into the group settings.
Yeah.
Because I think everyday relationships do shape this out. You say, here's what I'm hearing from God. It either A, inspires someone to go hear from God themselves, or B, yeah, I've been hearing from God for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes other people get to speak into our life and our word as well.
I think that piece of community is so strong in this area too, because there have been so many times where in my community, I hear this word and we have a similar word, but they mean totally different things, but they complement each other. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool to do it in community as well.
Yeah. Talking it out in person, it's, makes all the difference.
Like, yeah.
Until you really speak it out, it's just stuck in your thought life.
Yeah.
Got to put it out there.
Yep.
But it starts with discernment.